Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keeping the Girl. I am your host with the most, Karen. And I got 100% Morad.
Yes, Rod with the least.
Y'all know how it is. Y'all know y'all love me and y'all just kind of tolerate him. I understand that I am the star and I'm glad that I am the star. Well, I'm not star of the show. I'm the star of the host. You know, when we come to host, it's competition.
Sure.
And I'm you the star. You are 100% more right.
Yeah.
That could have been smoother. But see, that's why I shouldn't say shit like that. That just proves it. Like, I'm not that cool. It just didn't work.
She's the one with the most.
Yeah.
I am in the stars of the show. The real stars of the show is Keith and Hemda. How are y'all doing?
Yes. Another week of being a star. I'm a star.
That's from Boogie Nights. I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to see you.
2 points.
You too.
Good. I'm glad everybody's here. I'm glad everybody's week so far has been good. I went to the doctor today and I lost some weight. So I was like, yay.
Okay.
That's a good thing. She was like, we're on the right track. I was like, yay. Because me and Roger kind of been making changes in the house of like things we eat and things like that. And it's been like an adjustment. So I was like, this shit better be worth it. And it was. So yay.
Good for you. Those adjustments are super hard. It's so much math. It's, you know, we eat before this and after that and carbs and will you carry the starch and we're good. All right. We got it.
We do simple shit. I'm like, do I like it? It happens to be healthy. Okay, I'll keep it. Like, that's as simple as I am. Because I was like, I want these changes to be permanent. So everybody's different, but I am not the type of person that can just go in and just make all these whooping chicken. I won't stick with it.
Next me week, too. I'll I be will eating get
whole cake. So no,
I
thank
will
you.
Get so pissed removing things from my diet, like the no carb thing. I mean, all praises to everyone who is able to do that. I don't think I can do it for longer than even a day. I don't know. I love carbs. I fucking love carbs. I love it.
They're so delicious. You know,
they're the best.
They're in everything. That's like when people say, I'm going to get rid of sugar. And you're like, cool. All right. So I'll just know like Hostess Little Debbie's. And they're like, oh, no, it's in rice and cereal,
the potatoes.
And it's like, oh, fuck you. That's not sugar. That's everything.
This is just all vegetables. Like, and I'm lazy. I'm not raising my own farm. That's why when you tell people you're trying to eat healthy, they'd be like, well, don't eat this. I heard this will kill you. I said, well, you know what? Everything's gonna kill me. So I'm just gonna try to die a little slower than before. Well, and I'm not raising my own cows and or pig to get rid of the hormones that they're giving me. There's just some shit I'm just gonna have to consume and learn how to live with it.
I mean, I still follow your timelines and Rod is still posting what you're eating and you guys are all right.
Yeah.
Like I would eat what you eat.
Yeah. She's like, I'm changing some habits of what I cook. She's changing the habits of what she's willing to eat.
When I scroll, I'm like, oh, this must be a Rod post. And I'm always right. Your food pictures, you have a brand. And I know, I'm like, oh, let me stop scrolling for a second. That looks good. I know that's Rod. Oh, look what Karen ate today. That's nice, Karen. Like.
Right. And most of the time, I just eat whatever he gives me. And I know it's a running joke, but Keith asks me what I eat sometimes that I don't remember. And it's true. When Roger hands me shit, I'm like, is this such even looking at me? Like, no, that is not bad. I was like, well, it's good, whatever it is. I just know you. I love you and trust you enough to know you're not trying to kill me. Because if you was, I'd be dead.
Yeah, people try to say this food kills you, that food kills you. If I don't eat it, I'm going to kill me. First of all, I'm only how God made me. Secondly, whoever I'm dating seems to find these diets all of a sudden out of fucking nowhere that apparently we're both on. So I'm sure it evens out just fine. That's great. Oh, you learned about juice today. That's fantastic. Immediately, you say, fantastic.
Well, the more I think about high school, the more I think I had an eating disorder. I'm like, oh, my whole thing was to try not to eat at all ever. And that's how I developed a Diet Coke habit. And then I'm telling my therapist, I'm like, yeah, I was trying not to eat. I'm not sure if I have an eating disorder. She's like, you were in high school in the 90s? Of course you did.
Right. Like, yes. Oh yes, I think particularly girls.
Yeah, she meant women. Yeah,
yeah, because it's about being small, being thin, and you know, the older you get, you don't even appreciate you being that size. You know what I'm saying? And shit.
Holy
like
shit!
That.
I'm looking at pictures because we have to move. So I'm looking at so many pictures, and I'm like, every single one of these pictures, I not only thought I was fat, I thought I was obese. And not only that, my doctors were telling me I was obese. Wow. Like my doctors were showing me, you know, that chart and they're like, yeah, look where you are. And I'm like, but I'm not eating all day. Like,
you're the I'm frown really face all the way on the right.
Yeah. I was like, you're really legit telling me I'm obese and I'm going to go home and believe you and just keep trying not to eat. Yay.
Yeah, I just read something about this. I forget which super, I think Beverly Johnson maybe said the secret to her being a model was a bowl of rice and two eggs all week. That that was her week of food, was a bowl of rice and two eggs. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you wanted it bad. No, I don't want anything that bad.
I like eat too much.
We know somebody that works with models. They're literally fainting all the time. No exaggeration.
Yeah, you gotta be, because I mean, you don't have no protein, no nothing going on there. And I think for me, my mom had issues with never wanting to be fat. And so sometimes your parents, particularly women, project that onto their children knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. And, you know, and it's so my weight has yo-yoed, you know. Because when I was smaller, I used to be larger, and then I lost a lot of weight, you know, and so my weight sometimes is kind of all over the place. So it's a struggle because I've been smaller pre-pandemic than I am now, but it was a fucking pandemic. Literally, most people gained weight during the pandemic, 20 to 30 pounds. So you gained 5, 10, 15. You gained something from sitting in the house, panicking and not knowing what was going on. So I've learned how to calm down and not be so hard and harsh on myself.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Hamda, we can't hear you, but this is probably part of your diet technique, maybe.
Just shut my mouth all the time.
Women I think be putting, talking. Women
putting
be
myself on mute is like a diet. Like nothing can, nothing in, nothing out. But yeah, I'm trying not to be hard on myself too, because it's just ridiculous. Because at some point I'm going to look back at pictures of now and be like, oh, why was I so upset?
Yes. Why was I so mad? Why was I so angry?
Yeah.
Rod, mm-hmm. What was the sponsor?
The sponsor today is the U.S. Post Office. Really? That's right, y'all. That's right. Go up in there. Smell the aromas. Get to know the people in your neighborhood, okay? We're lonelier than ever. We're sitting online. It's been a pandemic. We're putting on weight. I say it's time to go mail some things and get to know some people, okay? Get some awkward interactions so you can remember, I actually kind of fucking hate people, all right? They don't want to talk to you. They just look at you and they stare and you're like, oh, I guess I'm next in line. Let me step towards. And they're like, sir, no, I didn't call you yet. Please get back in line. And then they look at a couple things and they look at you again, and then you just stare back, and then they're like, why the fuck didn't you come over? I'm obviously staring a hole into your soul. So you need that kind of awkward interaction to get to know things. Stamps cost a lot now, okay? I think they only sell forever stamps, all right? They don't even bother with whatever the current price is. That shit won't work in a couple months. You're going to be adding a penny or 5 cents or something. Get you a forever stamp, man. They're good forever. I don't know what the math is on that, how they make money off of that. But that's not our problem. Our problem is going in there hoping you don't get like COVID or something or get attacked by anybody. So
I'll tell you this.
Postal.
I'll tell you this. If you go to the post office, you practice waiting in line, you don't need to come to OMAT. That's part of where I found OMAT.
That's patience.
Like just like, that person doesn't see the 20 people line deep. And then you can have like Rod promised, you can have very uncomfortable conversations like, excuse me, the line is over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Oh, how did I miss that? Oh, you could do skits and bits with people.
It's the best.
Yeah, the line's over here. Yeah,
someone's gonna cough right next to you. That's funny. You haven't had, you're like, wow, you probably shouldn't even be coming out the house like that. But hey, we're all in the post office together. Maybe you had something important to mail. Then you're going to have COVID. The person that knows the post office person, and they can't just fucking buy a stamp. No, they got to do a 20-minute catch up. You got to do that. So you love to see it. Humanity's awesome. And we got to get out here into the world again. So go to the post office. Go postal.
So again, the slogan, though. Right? Everything else you said.
It's already a phrase that works, right. And also, and you could use stamps.com. Okay, it's no beef between either one.
Right, you can use stamps.com if you want, but if you like the real life experience, don't forget that's still out there too, and that's been around for decades.
Mm-hmm. You get shot, stabbed, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, along with your forever stamps, however you want it. And then Minimum Rage.
Yes, it was in the post office.
No, I think they make more than minimum wage up there.
Okay.
Taco Bell workers beat a New Jersey woman when she complained about a burrito.
Oh.
I do like teamwork. I feel like whenever they apply for the job and they were like, name us a time that you work as a team, it's like whooping somebody's ass.
Taco Bell sells burritos.
Taco Bell alleged this woman said she complained about the burrito. She said she was beat up. Her name is Leticia Rivera.
Black.
I don't know. I don't have her picture, but Rivera could be Latinx.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Be both.
Could be both. Afro-Latina. We don't know.
That's true, too.
She's 49. She suffered a broken pinky.
Oh.
And a deep cut to her head.
Ooh, that's a real beatdown.
Yes, that is. Broken pinky.
The workers allegedly beat her senseless.
Beat her senseless is what? The diagnosis from the doctor? Holy shit.
They ran out of words. They was like, I don't know what to say. What is, I don't know, God.
You senseless? Don't have any more sense. That's what the doctor said. It's gone. For the next 24 hours to 3 weeks, you don't have any sense.
I like to imagine that doctor is an old Southern Black person. They just went, that don't make no sense. And they're like, yeah, that's the diagnosis. Senseless.
The it was kicker, by the way, is if she took a bite of it, she's still going to need to use the bathroom after all this.
I know.
Right?
She had to go to the hospital either way.
What was wrong with the burrito?
Oh, we're about to get to that. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Now, I don't know if you guys know Broad Street in Newark. Is there any reputation around that, or you guys don't leave?
In Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah.
No. No, we know one place in Newark, and that is the airport.
Got it.
Is it a cheaper? Is it like a Broadway knockoff?
Yeah, Broad Street. They have their own plays, but they're like really bad one-man plays. An argument over the food the woman was served proceeded to the alleged assault. My client ordered a burrito, but she said it tasted funny, so she brought it back to the manager.
That's how it tastes. Your burrito tastes funny. Yeah, I know. It's Taco Bell.
They all do.
Excuse me, this doesn't taste like a burrito, because it's not a burrito. Right. It's Taco Bell.
We have 3 R's in burrito, if you take a close look.
It tastes like everything else on the menu. It's all the same ingredients.
Yeah, we have the same 5 ingredients that we mix and match. Right.
They take it back and put it in a taco shell. They're like, okay, did we fix it?
They grab a hammer. Would you like a quesadilla instead?
Guys, give me some Doritos. So she tried to exchange the burrito for 2 Taco Supremes.
Is that going to taste like a burrito?
See, that's what people don't know, the Taco Bell math. 1 burrito equal 2 Taco Supremes.
Sure. And
obviously,
pardon me.
Yeah. that's an equal exchange.
Mm. 2 for 1.
But the workers allegedly said they only had meat and lettuce and could not make the tacos, which contain sour cream, shredded cheese, and tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all y'all have.
Yeah, come on.
That's part of the 5 ingredients. What is this?
I'm almost on her side now, because I imagine her burrito had more ingredients than just meat and whatever.
Well, right? She's saying, we didn't get any deliveries today, we could only get what we scooped out of the toilet per usual. And sorry, no lettuce or sour cream today.
So, okay. So I'm just picturing going, you do, like just repeating, you don't have lettuce and sour cream. And I imagine it starts going into, well, why are you open? Well, where did this lettuce and sour cream come from in my burrito? And they're like, it's going to come from our fist. Would you like more?
And she's like, that doesn't make any sense. Boom, boom, boom.
But how does that make
That's
sense?
How it all starts.
And now you have no sense. See how it makes no sense?
Yep.
Senseless, yes.
And they're beating her like, here's your change, you're senseless. And she's like, what is this?
Security video shows Rivera arguing with workers across the counter, then turning away as one worker comes out and attacks her. You never turn your back.
Yeah. And you know, okay. There's mumbling. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And it's like if you're like facing like a dog or a bear, you make yourself bigger and you face it. You don't turn your back on it. That's when they jump you. So but the you, one part,
like, what could they, you're insulting people and possibly their mother. If they like, if that many people got so mad at you.
Yeah, this is a big pet peeve of mine because this happens in basketball all the time. I don't believe in the you turn your back, it's over rule. Like,
nope.
if you say something to somebody, don't ever turn your back on them because that's when people hit you. You can't say a hittable thing and then be like, it's over because I've decided it's over. Like,
yep.
That's not how it ever works. And
that's how people on the internet respond. And that's how people who never got an ass whooping respond.
Yeah, you like, gotta.
You can tell.
Hey. You know, it's like every fucking kung fu movie. They're always like, keep your eyes on your opponent, even if you're bowing. Like, you just
Rod,
said
you got
something.
Into a lot of fights. Have you ever tried walking away and then got
Hell
hit?
No. Hell no. I've only seen it go bad for people. Like, it's, no one's ever, like, insulted someone and got the cool, like, CSI Miami walk away, like, ooh, I just did that. Like, no, that person's gonna whoop your ass. Anyway.
Yeah, I used to go on my back, all fours up in the air, and it became a mess. I had my dogs, they were trying to show another bigger dog, usually, respect, the dog would go on its back with its legs in the air, and I'm like, are you sure they know the rules?
Yes, yeah. How do the dogs know? The dogs
Hugsy
know the
would do that at any animal. Like
Hugsy's not a fighter.
Hugsy, Hugsy came across a cat in the neighborhood and was like, "Not me."
Yeah,
just lay down.
Trouble. More people.
Not confrontational.
Yeah,
I am that dog, and that dog is me. Non confrontational. Don't want no problems.
Right.
Keep walking. I'm not your target today.
I crawl on my back in the post office.
Yeah,
like an inchworm.
Come in like a wheelbarrow or a wagon or something.
I'm on those things that mechanics use to get under cars.
Yeah.
Coming through.
Oh, so then two other employees came out from behind the counter and joined in the beating.
Yeah.
Shout out to them, man. They some real ones.
All on film too, wouldn't it?
They're like, they can't fire us all. They don't even have lettuce and sour cream.
They can't fire us all.
They can't afford to hire nobody else.
I don't know if I'd jump in with the beating if I worked there, but I would eat the burrito in front of her as they're beating her up.
Yeah.
Explain that to the judge.
We ain't got let this go to waste.
We ain't got no sour cream, but we got some apples. How you like them apples?
What does any of this mean?
As a result of the attack, the plaintiff, Leticia Rivera, suffered a fractured finger, laceration to her head, requiring stitches, head and jaw pain, as well as neck pain, back pain, and pain in both knees.
And had no sense.
The business.
A spokesperson for Taco Bell did not respond to requests for comment on the lawsuit. They're like, what the fuck am I going to do? It's Taco Bell. She knew what it was. The workers are all teenagers under 18. They were all charged as juveniles.
That's when you got to do it. That's when you got to do it. Use your brain, kids.
Yep.
Next thing you know, the time's going to change. You're going to be of adult age, not be able to make silly mistakes.
That's a consistent nightmare I used to have when I played basketball a lot in the hood.
A bunch of kids.
Was getting beat up by kids. Because, like, getting beat up by a grown-ass man, you live to fight another day. You come back, you play ball
They get
again.
Tired.
Yeah, you get beat up by, like, 14-year-olds, you can't come back there. That's the last day you get to play basketball there. That shit almost happened to me once at Seabrook Park, man. I thought me and this one kid were cool, but I think he might have joined the gang when I was away for the summer.
Shit.
And but
you go
we were
away
real
for
cool.
The summer, he's in the gang.
out here, you know how it is. He didn't get to leave Fayetteville. I did. So I went back to Charlotte, came back, and was playing ball with him. To me, nothing had changed, you know. And we were playing basketball. He was checking me. We were both talking a little trash to each other, but in a friendly way that we always talk trash. Like, oh, get your ass up. Oh, you get up, whatever. And I said, like, get your ass up one time and hit a three. And then he looked over at, like, four dudes that, like, got off of the bench, like, do we need to jump this motherfucker? And I was like, okay. And then I don't think I hit a shot the rest of the game. And then I got in my car and left. Like, I was just like, oh, man, I'm sorry I lost that game, man. What a rough night for me.
You got a ball in. He's like, all right, two for you. He's like, no, I'm on your team.
Yeah.
That was your basket, and that's for you.
Yeah, because Roger be telling me about his stories, and it's been times he was like, you know what? I'm just going to forfeit the game because some of them dudes come in and they like foul hard and shit.
So you can't full out forfeit because you can't look like a bitch because you can't come back. So
Okay. Sounds worth it.
Yeah. You know, it's, listen, this is what we had to do every day.
Right. Back in my day,
this is what happened before you had the internet and you play video games with your friends. And
before you got 401ks and could afford the Y.
But what I would have to do is I would point shave. So I'd just be out there like, oh, I dribbled off my leg out of bounds. My bad. I think I walked on that one, guys. That's your ball. Oh, did I foul you? I probably fouled you, right? You take it anyway, just in case. And then after they won, and my team would be mad as hell. Like, what you doing? Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not fighting 4 16-year-olds. And get in my car and leave and just wait a couple of days and come back and everything's reset and fine. But yeah.
That's smart. That sounds really smart.
Sounds like a good time. When I pass a group of young teenagers, I act like I'm on the phone. I'm like, I can't believe they lowered the age of being tried as an adult. Isn't that something? Next thing you know, I passed them.
Smart. But I've never been beat up at a Taco Bell. So, I mean, I'm going with my tried and true point shaving. That's essentially what me and Keith advocate you do when you get a funny tasting burrito. Is you go, it must be my fault. Something's wrong with my tongue or something.
Something on my taste buds. I'm the problem.
Oh, I brushed my teeth yesterday. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I must be pregnant. Whatever. Bye.
Can I have two Taco Supremes? No. You have Taco Supremes. You guys on the house, on me, guys.
Can I come back there and make you Supremes?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go home and make y'all a sandwich and come back. It's on me, man.
This feels like it was late at night, right?
Let's see.
Because they're at least pretending to be out of things. It makes me feel like they're trying to close up or be done with something. And also, like, for teenagers to come out, for this to be an argument, like, it sounds like a 2 a.m. situation.
It sounds about right. I don't have the time here.
Yeah, and this,
but I know certain places won't let teenagers work after a certain time, but I don't know if New Jersey's one of those places. But they don't have the time in the article, but I think your deduction skills are right.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell's saying is open late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Third dinner or something. What is it?
No, second they really
fourth meal. Fourth meal.
Yeah,
but that's your slogan, and you're having kids work.
Yeah.
I know they loving these laws the Republicans is passing. It's like, you know what? We don't care. If you're able to reach over the counter, get to work. Y'all better pay attention to these laws.
My client was there as a customer that came around the counter and attacked her. You don't attack somebody no matter what the reason. Okay. You got to make your case. I get it. All right. Tulio said attorneys for the fast food giant said that Rivera was 50% to blame for what happened, which is an interesting tactic for the lawyers of Taco Bell to say that, because you're admitting you're 50% to blame.
You're admitting that they did something wrong also.
How is that your opening fucking salvo? It's like, I mean, hold on now. It take two to tango.
You got to give a little bit. They know who's at fault. It's like, I'll take 50%.
I mean, we didn't have 50% of the ingredients, so we give you 50% of the credit.
Right.
But yeah, they're being accused. Taco Bell's being accused of assault and battery, negligence, and failing to properly supervise the premises.
You were negligent in keeping your hands to yourself.
Also, there doesn't seem to be a video, which means no one else was there. It has to be late.
Yeah, well, there is video, but I don't know if we have audio. So the video just shows her saying something and then getting beat up.
I feel it, but is that someone's camera video or is that
Taco Bell video?
You know, that's what I'm saying. If somebody else was there, you'd be getting all.
Oh, that yes. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yes. Yep,
we would have five different camera angles.
World star, because even that article we covered last week about the guy who said y'all's burrito messed up my microwave. Mm-hmm. After we got off the podcast, I went on Facebook. It was in one of my Facebook reels as that guy. Someone recorded that guy saying that shit about the microwave and slapping the shit out of an employee. Crazy.
Then I'm going on the internet after this. I bet it'll come up for me.
It's going to come up.
It will.
Shout out to the algorithm. It did its thing last week.
It heard us talking. It was like, gotcha.
Yeah.
I know what's up. Hey, ATG.
Yes.
Episode 3763 Smug with Rod Morrow. Was he an asshole?
No, we like him. We like you. We're into your husband. He's cool.
Did you make the smug mugs?
I'm on Canva looking at designs. I'm going to make it for real. It's not a joke.
Okay.
I saw someone on the forums was like, I'll make it. And I was like, calm down, shoe booty. I got this. All right. The game is to be sold, not told. It'll be in the store soon.
Okay, good. I'm already buying one.
What does it look like? What makes it special?
I'm going to go with some special font, I think. Okay. And I think I'm just going to put smug mug on it. And then I think maybe a smirk emoji.
Okay.
Ooh, that's cute. I like that. And that's I'm gonna be drinking. Right now, I'm drinking from one of Snicky's mugs, but I'll alternate and then I'll say something smug and just drink.
I mean, I'm just going to carry it around with me at all times. Put it in my gym bag.
And just put it out.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even drinking anything. I'm like, hold on 1 second. No one leave.
Now, I know you guys probably know this already, but I do walk around my neighborhood with my mug.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go for a walk, I take my coffee with me. And it's fine. It's in an open mug.
Just don't do it in front of any teens. Okay? Don't like that shit.
Mm-mm.
But it's good to have a weapon.
It is. You know, crack that thing upside someone's head.
You never know.
Break a pinky.
No pinky breaking. No.
Rod was a great guest.
Yay!
Everything moves very quickly when he's on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the studio audience was awesome too.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Congrats.
Actually, that's the only reason why we book him.
Yeah. I come on my own studio audience. Yeah. Big selling point on these podcasts.
That's it. Yay! I need the immediate gratification of a ha.
It is amazing how many people love Karen in the background of me being a guest on things. I go on a radio show and also I don't know how Karen knows that that's going to be okay, because I would never make noise if Karen was doing an interview on something. I'd be as quiet as possible, but she just starts laughing and then the person's like, oh, who's that in the background? I'm like, yeah, so Karen's in here, and they're just like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, all right, fuck it. You like it, I like it.
You don't have a choice, so good.
Yeah.
Roger does one of
us. As long as you're not someone's therapist saying that. Like, oh, sorry, my husband's here.
Yeah. And he's laughing at the work we're doing.
Right. He doesn't take your job seriously and what you do. Roger does a spinoff show with Bossy called This Too Much, and I didn't realize that people enjoyed my laugh until everybody starts writing in, and they'd be like, Rod, Bossy, and Karen's laugh. I was like, oh, I didn't realize I became part of the show.
Yep.
You guys talked about NFL playoffs. Mm-hmm. And
how good did I do?
You did great in the sports ball talk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. It's just as good as our text messages back and forth. where you guys discuss real things, and every once in a while I go, football.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I know which sport you're talking about, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yep. And we're ready for it.
Yes, and I am here for it. ESPN lied about the Emmys. I don't know if I would get my back. Y'all just going to that might be a cost that y'all got to eat, particularly if I don't work for y'all no more. I'm not sending y'all that shit back.
That is a
you
good
pay
one.
For it. You shouldn't have lied, then.
I say no. I already spent it, but I leave it in my house showing off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna keep it in the background. It ain't going nowhere.
Because you know they lied to those people they gave them to. Oh, Desmond, man, you won an Emmy. Mm-hmm. What?
And you wow. make me get
I
it
was
back.
That good because I didn't even know y'all submitted me. I know. Mm-hmm. You did it, bro. You fucking take it home, man. You fucking earned it. And then a year later, hey, Des, you still got that Emmy? I know on the front, if you look at it, it says Dalvin Bryant, and that's not your name. So we need it back.
Mm-mm. No, y'all just gonna have to cut. Y'all gonna cover the cost of that. Mm-mm.
Do you, I find it very hard to believe that the quote winners didn't know that it was bullshit. That they didn't get a phone call, they weren't at a dinner, and that they didn't Google themselves to share an article with their parents. I find it very hard to believe.
I know, but
I know they're so stupid too. In their defense, they're fucking idiots.
Right. That yeah, exactly. And you're and you're also like the most impossible to fool, remember? So like
that's true.
You're like you always come at everything. Like I would have known it doesn't matter how improbable I think it is. You're like, nah, something would have tipped me off. So, of course, you would have figured it out. And then, but my question becomes like, if you're the one who figured it out, do you tell everybody else that their shit is fake? Or do you just go, fuck it, we're all in.
We're all in.
Because they already did it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're finding out when them going, you won, and you're being like, I don't fucking... Remember,
nope, I didn't get an invite. Nobody asked me. I didn't. Nope. No, there was no dinner. Like this.
I feel, and then like they were proud of him. Like people had him in the background of their Zooms and shit. Man, I would be so fucking embarrassed.
I wouldn't be embarrassed worth shit. Y'all be embarrassed and pay the cost. You lied, not me, bitch. No, you're not getting this back.
But everyone knows your Emmy is fake.
Don't matter.
I would.
Does not matter.
I would immediately call up a news agency and be on FaceTime and go, hey, I know about this breaking news. You can see where I'm at. I want you to check out this this P.O. box I have. In there is a letter that I wrote. It's inside a cake, baked inside a loaf of bread. And it says that I knew the whole time and thought it was funny to show my award on Zoom. I was bamboozled, but I went with it. I do know better. I'm not a complete moron.
What assholes.
I wouldn't even know. If I got an Emmy on stage on TV, I'd still wonder if it was a trick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's you. And then the other thing, too, is like the production people really did win those Emmys.
Right. Because the show did,
Yeah, right, the show won. A person who did that work deserved to be honored.
Right.
And someone decided, fuck you. We got to give it to the guy on the camera.
Instead of giving credit where credit is due,
and y'all just gonna show up on work Monday like it's all good, like y'all didn't have my stolen Emmys and shit, and you know they returned them, so you don't even get the Emmy. They don't even now we're gonna give it to the actual producer.
Person, right?
They're just like, it goes back to the Emmy people. Sorry, it never happened. Fuck you.
Right. That's why I said I wouldn't send it back, because if it don't matter anyway, let it not matter behind my head then.
Right.
I'll send it back.
What are you going to do? Are you going to send someone to like get it from me?
I would. I'd let them have it.
I probably also, would also, but I would love to just be, you know, like puff out my chest just for this conversation. I would.
I'm gonna make
I'd
be it like, awkward.
Well,
I'm going to make it fucking awkward, dog. I'm coming to work with the Emmy. Like, it's like, oh, no. Y'all you make take it on the air. Take it on the air. I didn't earn it anyway. Y'all just giving out shit. Hey, Chuck, this your Emmy? You was producing? Man, it's fucked up. Gotta go back. That's how I treat it.
I'd like to be the intern and be like, hey, did you kind of just like spread everything out a little more on your desk? Looks a little different.
Oh, man.
I would watch Rod and Hemda do a smug mug show. Mm. It would be nothing best than y'all watch things separately and come together. But yes, did you hear? Yes.
That's funny because I have an announcement.
The whole thing.
That's where I'm leaving to go to.
The Smug Mug Show.
Yep. The Smug Mugs. We just put the title of whatever we're talking about, and that's how you know what we're talking about.
Right. Other than that, you would have no idea. Just start randomly naming people.
Mm-hmm. That is like, Gilmore Girls. And they're like, how do we know what we're talking about? It's in the title, but you context clues.
You'll figure it out. Episode 5 of season 4 of Gilmore Girls. Smug Mug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did. Yes, she did.
Can you believe it? Mm-hmm. And he did that thing. He sure did.
And that's that on that. See you next week on Smug Mugs.
Fuck, now I want to do it.
Each episode, like 2 to 5 minutes. I'm here for it.
That'd be great.
I am here for it. You have anything else, Rod?
Let me check my notes. Yes, I do. I'm okay. Sure. Lots of sports this episode.
Yes.
But we got some fun beef recap at the end, too. That was my note. And that was me experiencing both sides of the podcast. Sports with Keith, beef with Hemda.
What was the beef?
What did I beef?
The show is called Beef, the TV show.
Ah.
Yeah, the one that Keith knows he would hate, that we loved. And it was fun to connect with both of y'all in different ways. Like Keith and me were smug mugging about sports. And then we were smug mugging at the end about that TV show. And
that's,
I thought,
right,
it was awesome.
That was so fun.
You had the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah. That's why they like having you on, because you get them both.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You just have to see everybody as their own separate people.
You are good at that. Yes.
Hey, I'm glad you are. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, who will win this year's Super Bowl? But your choices were only the Detroit Lions, Kenda, the Baltimore Ravens, or neither. Detroit Lions, Ravens, or neither. One third, and one third of the votes.
Wow.
33.333% for each one.
Whoa. How do you guys vote?
I think I voted Baltimore Ravens because I think they're the best team.
And I'm going for the Lions only because they have such dedicated fans. I remember me and Roger was at the sports bar the first time they had won the game. They had went on like this long ass losing streak. And they was like one of the first teams to like go 16-0. And they had like
0-16.
0-16, I'm sorry. And then they had started losing like into the regular season. And we was at a bar and there was Lion fans there. And people was like crying and like was like, oh my God, we won the game. I was like, I'm rooting for y'all just because. Not trying funny, that's what a fan base is supposed to be like. Like, win, lose, draw, we're going to support this team. And so I hope that they win it all back to give it to their fans.
They got a crazy coach who's like super intense. His first press conference talking about becoming a coach, he said, we're going to be the kind of team that like, if you kick us, in the leg, you break our leg, we'll fall down, we'll bite you in the kneecap. And we'll go to, like, I remember what? That. Like, this is not an introductory press conference. This is like a middle of a game speech. And then he also, quiet as kept, has like nothing but black support staff. So like all his assistant coaches and shit are black. So then a lot of black people are rooting for him just off of that, because he has so many black people that work for him. So they're like,
I mean, obviously I knew that, and that's part of
it. Yeah, exactly. You woke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, all right.
I have not hit the snooze button in a while. So
it's I'm rooting for Baltimore because they got Lamar Jackson, and
yes,
he's forever been, he's a black quarterback that has always had like a lot of like weirdly coded critiques of his game that feel like something out of like the 1960s, where you're just like, are we still saying that? It's like, well, we're not calling him a slur.
We're just saying
he's not smart. I like my quarterbacks to play quarterbacky.
Yes. Like, I was like, quarterbacky, ma'am.
That's not a word.
What
does that mean? Can you please define quarterbacky? No, I'd rather not. So yeah, I'm rooting for him because I'm just against racism. That's it.
Gosh, once again, Keith, all you are is racist.
I didn't realize that.
It's really weird.
I picked Baltimore.
Keith's on the right side of that.
I picked Ravens, and there's a lot of black gentlemen on that team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and the person I'm talking about is on the Ravens team. So mm-hmm. Like, I'm supporting the Ravens because of him. Like, I want him to win so we can finally get rid of racism, guys. If he wins the Super Bowl, racism will stop. Okay, we thought we had this thing with Barack Obama, but no.
Not quite.
But this is the time.
Not quite. KATG, episode 3764, Dig Doug with Craig Klein.
Mm-hmm. Was he an asshole?
Always. No.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that for no reason he reaches out to say, "Oh, the Steelers are playing. Fuck them. I'm not playing his team. I don't know why he's doing it." So, quite frankly, it did please me that Kansas City won this weekend, his team, so that when they lose next weekend, it's a bigger deal. He even got hornier, and that excites me.
And it's to the team you're rooting for.
Say that again, sorry.
And it'll be to the team you're rooting for.
That is fantastic. That is a bonus. Yes, that is a bonus.
Yeah, that's going to be, I know we were just talking about, that's going to be a tough game for me because I'm rooting for everybody black. And so I'm like, I guess win no matter what.
I mean, this is the problem with racial progress, right?
Right.
So we got too many black quarterbacks now.
Yes, we do.
So now they're starting to play each other.
Boo.
I didn't see this coming.
Me either.
I thought white people was just going to be racist forever. Now I'm like, oh, which one is more
would
black?
You guys, would you like some help? How about this? Mm-hmm. Look for if there's a Middle Eastern person on one of the teams.
Okay.
And then you'll find where to vote. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everyone.
In this economy? There's
a Middle Eastern coach, but his team sucked. So that we couldn't get anything in on it. Mm-hmm. The Jets needed to be a little better, you know? It was like, oh, man, good for you. Progress. Oh, you might get fired. Never mind.
I'm rooting for black people all the time. I pass a black person on the street. I go, go get them.
Yeah. Touchdown.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
Yeah, keep going.
They're like, what's happening here? Keith talking about eavesdropping, doing fights.
Yes.
Keith, I don't know if you noticed, there's a whole TikTok on this and it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, no.
Where people would be like doing something and like the neighbors or somebody would be fighting and then they would then every time they would clip to them, their progressions got even stupider. Like somebody would be talking outside, then all of a sudden they would be outside vacuum cleaning their grass, which actually makes no sense.
Right.
But they'd be doing that just to listen to the conversation. So I'm like, I get Keith. Yes. It's going to be funny when they're like, our sales went up. We don't know what happened, but between the 2:30, sales went through the roof and nobody moved.
It is addictive listening to eavesdrop, people fight. God, it's the best. I think they should make a restaurant with that as the theme, you know?
Come fight here.
Yeah, come here to fight. Other people come to listen. Like you have a listening section, a fighting section.
I'll be in the listening section.
Maybe sit listeners next to fighters. Like it's fucking perfect, man.
I think that's called a live podcast. But
yeah, I really did. I bought more stuff than I would at a grocery store because they were fighting at the deli counter.
Especially for me and Karen, we never really fight. So then it's like, this is how we get our fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
overhearing people's conversations.
This couple's fighting and then we get to be like, oh my God, she said that shit. You know, oh, the best.
I think you guys don't fight because you realize ahead of time how stupid this will be in a day. And also that you met in high school, no one has layered bullshit fights on you. Like, I think if you go through a lot of relationships or even a few relationships or a couple of heartbreaks, you're just like, is this what it was before? Is this, who's this?
I understand. Yeah, I get it.
So, yeah. I
recognize
feel like,
that in the way that we talk about, like, I talk to my friends about stuff. You know, all the shit we see on Twitter and stuff. There's always some fucking fight somewhere. You know, this guy won't pay the bill for the whole table, just his girlfriend. And then people start fighting. And I'm always like, what the fuck are y'all fighting about? And,
right.
You know, it's Simone Biles' husband or something in an interview said he didn't know who she was when they met. And everybody's like, how the fuck did he not know who she was? She's like, and it's like, and you're nobody. You're just a fucking NFL athlete. You know, and I was like, where is this coming from? And then when you start talking to people, they're like, you know, my boyfriend was a narcissist and he would downplay my accomplishments. And I'm like, okay.
It's things internally consistently being projected. That's why the gender wars will never die because people have these internal things. And if it strikes at whatever that thing in them,
but I think most of our relationship trauma would have to come from each other. So we wouldn't it would have to be something like that. It wouldn't, because we've been together so long. There's not like an ex that I would wake up and have a nightmare about. I'd be like, oh fuck, Karen, you're cheating on me. It's like, what? No, that would It's you. It's either you did some weird shit or nothing, or you didn't.
Right. And the shit we joke about, I tell people, because people wonder, like, how we get along and stuff. And I'm like, look, your relationship is your relationship, because me and Roger would joke about shit that would start fights in other households because of people's personal insecurity. So y'all figure that shit out on your own.
Never happened to you. Right. So you could be like, oh, you're going out to get, you know, another man or whatever. But like, that could have happened to him already.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It didn't happen to you. So you get to joke about it all day. Yeah.
Yep.
It's right. Like you don't have that unprocessed couple trauma.
Yeah.
And like, you ever see the parent stuff.
You ever see like these videos that it's really bad, like relationship videos where people are trying to be funny though. And it's like couples that prank each other or something or whatever. There's always ones where people like grab someone's phone and like run off. And I'm always like, what's really funny about that?
You know, like, I was like, I don't get it.
So you don't trust them with your phone, and also you want to look in their phone because you don't trust them. What the fuck are y'all even making videos together? Go to counseling.
Right. Somebody the other day asked if I wanted an apple, and I'm like, I'm not going on a diet.
Yeah.
And it has sugar anyway.
No shit, though. That could happen. That's a full-blown, like, if one of you doesn't relax, you know? Like, if the opposite person is like, oh, all right, I'm ready to go, let's go, then you're going.
Yep.
That's true. Men were being men on this episode because y'all had two men stories, and I was like, the fuck is happening here?
What stories?
The man that sued over the bad review. Sir, I had to be like this, but you did that shit. What are we talking about here? It was too many people who did not know each other that said you did the same shit to them. You did that bullshit, sir. You a terrible person, and you just not want everybody to know that you are a terrible ass person.
And in this way, this is the way that I'm not interested. So thanks for the heads up. I love this idea.
Because you kind of warn people, you know, and it's one of those things where I know people can over-exaggerate and inflate, but it sounds like, particularly a lot of times for women, not that women don't lie, but a lot of times when women get in these groups like this, a lot of times something has happened that they've all experienced, and they don't want somebody telling them that they all are crazy. When they go, no, this happened to me. These are the things he did to me. Well, girl, he did this, and this, and he said this, and this to me. These people don't know each other. So it would be different if I would say, okay, it's a conspiracy if they knew each other, but they don't. So this sounds like it's a habit that you have.
And it's not like it's a website to get it dedicated to just him.
Right.
It's a website to get dedicated to shitty men.
Right.
And you happen to have a lot of women who think you're a shitty man. I don't know, bro. You're probably a shitty man.
Right.
That's a pretty easy Yelp review right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how many women are going to get together to say that you're a shitty person.
Right.
I don't know. Like, not that many, and not like out of different places with the same thoughts. I mean,
same experience.
We do have other shit to do.
Yeah.
And we're usually busy like blaming ourselves. So I don't know.
and like you drawing attention to it as the dude really makes me think you did.
Right.
Like I know that's not fair, but man, nothing makes me go, oh, you're that kind of asshole. if there was one person out there being like, Rod is a terrible person to date, fuck him, don't do it. I'd be so mortified. I'd be like, oh my God.
Well, Karen would be the most mortified.
Yeah.
How the fuck did this happen?
Right. I really was going to the strip club when I was joking.
Right. And he always joke about going to the strip club. And I have this imaginary lady named Sheila. So I guess Sheila's real. Gonna be real. Right. Like, Sheila was real.
She was out there on a website being like, this guy ain't shit.
Right.
Can you imagine how that would feel if it was true? Because some people are going around innocently joking with their spouse. And then one day they find out that's the person that's like,
scary.
You know, and also if we can binary the situation for just a second, you guys can kill us whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. That is like, good to
that's
know.
The truth.
That's yeah. why we have stupid fucking safe spaces that you find weird. Because right. like at any moment, I'm dead. Yeah. Whenever you want, I'm dead.
And so, like, Me Too
there's this thing where, like, what are women the most worried about when they go on dates with people they don't know? Death. What are men yes. worried about? If the woman has weight. That right. is, like, a survey that has been done over and over again with those Correct. Results. So just for a little clarity, a little, like, why are women such bitches? This is why, like, I just want to know if I'm going to die today. Can I know yeah. that?
Right. Is today going to be the day?
And, like, I remember during, like, the Me Too movement, like, peak or whatever, there would be a lot of, like, secret Facebook groups and stuff where women would be like, we can finally say these guys in our industry or whatever. And think about that secret Facebook group. Like even the like, hey, watch out had to be like, these motherfuckers are crazy. We can say it in here where they can't see. Listen, girl, don't trust them. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you couldn't just publicly call them out because everybody starts making defenses and shit.
That's true. Speaking of defense, there's no defense for this man sending his sperm UPS so it dies before it gets there. Because don't that shit got to be, I don't know much about sperm, but I know it has a temperature threshold and it dies.
Put in a thermos, you know.
A thermos?
Put a little ice in the package or something.
No. Yeah, how are people getting pregnant?
Overnight.
Well, he doesn't charge, so it's worth it. However it gets to you. You're yeah. welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They don't check for bio shit. They always ask me that. Is anything bio gonna blow up? Apparently, his yeah. shit don't matter.
I just hate that he got to write the op-ed about himself. Like, I hate those fucking pieces. I always see them in the New York Post or whatever, and it's always like, I have impregnated over 200 women, but I still can't find a girlfriend. It's like, the answer is always you're the asshole. I yes, know we're not are. Playing him on the asshole, but the answer is always the same.
Well, yeah. because I did not see the correlation between you fathering 200 plus babies and that you should have a mate. I don't see that correlation. I don't see why you're so dumbfounded by this. That's not, right. it's not the same thing.
And why would you tell us?
Right. We didn't have to know, nor did we ask.
People love my sperm, just not me. That's not a flex.
I didn't even think it
is. Keep that to yourself, bro.
I paid for this.
All right. The regular Johnny Apples firm over there.
Apple seed?
I was trying not to go seed.
Did you have anything else, Rod?
Keith had a dream.
Yes.
And is it a coincidence? It's the same week as MLK Day. Who also had a famous dream.
It's interesting. It's of note.
It's hell of a coincidence.
By the way,
did you have this dream during a fever? Because there were only 3 episodes this week and you were sick one of these days.
It could be a fever dream.
So was
dream.
It a fever dream?
It could have been. I'm not a doctor. Could have been.
That's how the ghost reaches us, is right. through the fever.
It's funny, the doctor does ask about dreams, so that's...
True. And MLK was a doctor.
And he, and I don't, a lot of people don't hear the whole speech, but he's saying, you know, dream, white, black, everybody gets together, context of character, and he ends with, but man, was I fucking sick.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm a little
I
out
have
of
a
it.
Dream. Good night. Well, one day my mom will be playing Dig Dug. It was an adorable dream, man.
I would have let her play too.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what your father was doing with shovels and digging. So weird. Yeah. It's weird.
What are you
that
gonna
that
do?
Game.
What are you gonna do if you have, because you can't control your dream. What are you gonna do if you have a dream after your dad dies, but it's a nice dream?
I find it impossible. And I didn't tell you this in the mom dream. I tried to give the controller to my dad. And, well, I don't know. Nothing. I just hate my dad. I don't know what I'm saying.
He's like, I already have the high score, son.
I bought my own controller.
I'm afraid to play it because I'll be too good and then your mom won't have any fun anymore.
She tries to give him the controller. I'm like, not him. No, not him.
Anybody but him.
Hey, did that dude who had his own website about, like, come date me, did he get a girlfriend yet?
That's what I last we knew he did have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Date. By Colin the way, O'Brien. It was.
Chaz, I basically booked the entire marathon already, but I'm thinking like the people who are late to the game. Like this year I went a little different. I said, here's the calendar. You guys pick your spots. And it's a first come, first serve. And it was gone within 24 hours, right? Then I sent the other one for the alternate times. And that was gone also. So now I'm getting emails like, oh, am I too late? Chaz Kangas is one of them, right? Mm-hmm. I have Chris Turner and Christian Finnegan starting the marathon. Do I add Chaz and they rap battle? Or is that just so fucked up?
Yes.
Yes.
Chaz said he's into it, by the way. Into something together anyway.
That'd be fun.
I want to see it.
Huh. Oh well, let me see if he's available for 3 p.m. See what we're doing. All right.
Yay.
Cool. Three people.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, because it was hilarious. Right, I picked one time, I picked another time. I was like, we didn't pick the same time. He was like, no. I was like, oh, snap.
Also, about the guy with the sperm donations.
Yes.
I want to hear the reviews from the women he donated to before I determine if he has a point. I need to hear what their experience was like, because maybe there's a reason nobody wants to date you, bro. Right.
Or the kids. He claimed he keeps in contact with the children.
Well, the fact that he tried to act like I can't find a woman who will be comfortable with me doing all this donation. I'm like, you're not even willing to stop that. Then maybe you're not willing to really date. The fuck?
I get that some people care, but like we are so fucking forgiving. Mm. If you're great, you're just great. That's it. Like, true. Oh, you didn't kill me? Great.
That's a great point. Great. That guy and the guy on the website is a great point, because there's always a woman willing to make the case for a guy.
I might not care. I don't want to have children. You father, you scratched your itch.
Right.
Good for you. I don't think it's that big a deal, because the sperm side of it, sorry, bros, but it's so fucking easy.
Right.
It's the women I want to talk to. Like, good for you. Did you have 200 kids? That's impressive.
that's very impressive.
I didn't know
your ovaries could produce that many.
I need to know when he says, I can't find a woman that's going to put up with me still having these kids. Does he also mean he's physically going to be fucking other people? Or does he mean just donating sperm the new fashion way? Because there, I can see a reasonable person being like, I don't want you having sex with other people to make children.
That's one of his options, and he's looking for someone who's exclusive. Then I'm not exclusive also. Right. I mean, it's, what are we negotiating here? This sounds so dumb. And how are you, like, you're not in a relationship, but you can find 200 women to even, like, tell you a sentence, let alone take your sperm? Then what kind of conversations are you having with women who don't want your sperm? Right. I don't. Do you not know how to talk about not sperm?
Put your penis away.
Yes, please.
Yeah. This goes back to that rant. I don't see how it doesn't. When are women rejecting you? There's just, you're just too nice to other women. When? If we're going to stereotype, that's not the stereotype of a woman. If we're going to stereotype.
When you're out with him, he's like, I think I see somebody needs some help. I'll be right back.
There he goes again.
Oh my God. That got me.
Oh no. That's terrible. Keith, what's the poll?
The poll was, were you or your parent artificially inseminated? Ready for this? No, 100%.
Huh.
So apparently, this guy's going to tell everybody he's going out there banging them by the centuries. And meanwhile, nobody wants to admit that he did it. It's interesting.
At least some of the people listening to Keith and the girl are probably his kids.
Right. I'd have to think so. He needs his
dad. That many kids.
And yeah, he travels the world, but also he does it around his house. You got to have, like, you have to have a dating site so you're not dating your sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to tag kind of database toes or something. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah, if you are his donor, I don't know, paint your right pinky some sort of stripes that I can, because I get, we're going to walk around here with the same DNA looking for each other. It. Yikes.
And that has happened before. Yes.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Craig said a kid is going to be born with 1 foot. And then they're going to have to do like a 23andMe. And that killed me. Craig is so funny.
Craig is the best.
Well,
my
he's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep gonna give him a little bit of credit. I get it.
Gotta be fair.
My favorite episode of the week, KATG episode 3765.
Mug with Ryan Marr. Yeah, it makes sense that would be your favorite episode.
She's right there.
I'm
He's
your
right
favorite
there.
Person.
He's right there.
But, oh, it's not that. Oh, wow. Is there egg on my face?
No.
Oh, speaking of the egg sandwich I made you before this podcast.
It was absolutely delicious.
Right.
Thank
but
you.
I'm sure I can't freestyle, so.
Nope, you cannot. I'm sorry. Unless you're going to freestyle me an egg sandwich. What are we talking
about? I did.
That's
here? What I did before.
I mean, rapid freestyle the egg sandwich.
I made up the egg sandwich.
All right. Oh, Karen, I beg. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh.
All right. Oh,
my God. That was well said. Let's put this to bed.
On that keto bread. I could help.
Well, now I'm dead.
See, this is what happened. You get the old people punch, y'all. That's what happens once we get to this moment of the show.
This is the pace I can handle.
Yes, this is my pace too. Nothing fancy. Don't speed it up. I'm in trouble. This episode, we talked about the CACA Award members, the 60th annual. And I love the show because everything that him just said up front kind of prepared everybody to be like, hey, we're going to be calling people on these telephones, y'all. Y'all know them cell phones. You know, we're going to be calling. So we don't know what's going to happen. And it's hilarious because you got voicemails, callbacks, people not picking up. People going, oops, my bad.
Literal comedians doing callbacks.
Yes. People texting live on the show. Oops, I missed your call. So you never know what you're gonna get.
When it started, I thought, man, this PSA is overkill. We know what a phone is, Hemda. And then within like two guests, I was like, yo, that's probably good. You prepared us for this bullshit.
Yes. You know why? There was so much going on. We had to delay the show because the phone call wasn't coming in through the recording. And Keith is pretending like he's not having a heart attack, which is like an even bigger heart attack. And Chris Turner also reveals to us that he just recently did 20 shows in the last couple of days. So he's going to need to take it easy.
And he has a
voice. Right. Ah. And so now, like, a little bit of guilty feelings. We're like, oh, but you're still going to rap, right? So all of that is happening. Now we started the show late. Then I could see Keith, like, fucking being like, oh. And I'm like, so anyway, you guys, we're a little frantic today.
That was a lot going on. I know that was a lot for Keith, but that was fucking hilarious.
Good.
Just to not pick up voicemails.
And you
told them in advance. It ain't like they did not know.
I told them a couple days before. I told them that day.
Phone number gonna call you. Please pick up, guys.
Right.
And there's also like, so he's dealing with all the moving parts, and I'm just like watching carefully. Like, I think he's looking for something now, and I just launch into talking. I'm just like, I think I talk now. So if you watch it or if you re-listen to it, you'll be like, oh. Keith looked down, so I'm just talking.
as a podcast live producer. I could hear it. Like, I could hear what he was like, and now he's making the call, and him to just, boom, drops right in like a pro and banters a bit with Chris and does a PSA, whatever.
I'm better at that. I used to be terrible. I have improved my bantering skills.
Me too. That's hard because I don't even know when I'm going to be cut off. I'm like,
right,
this can go on for a while. And then all of a sudden, so now four. And I'm like, I guess I'm done. Okay. Whatever.
I guess that's the end of me talking.
That's good because I don't even know if I had another sentence coming. I have no idea what's coming next. I'm like, these are words. Yep.
And it's not like Keith is there to set up like an article or something because he's making a phone call. So it's not even like he's doing the like, oh, and talk amongst yourselves about Trump said blank. You know, like it's like, hey, I got to make this phone call. Somebody fucking say something.
Somebody fill in the empty space and empty air. So like I said, I am a lot better at picking up those cues and actually paying more attention than, you know, just dead airspace. So I'm proud of myself. Last time I went
you
on like
be. A, it's a skill.
Yeah, I went on a smooth 3-minute tangent. I was giving information out that you know, just repeating myself, telling people like how to contact the show, shit that people claim they remember, but they always forget.
Sure.
Because you always have somebody like, what's the email address again? How do I watch the live show again? People constantly, but at the same time, these are the same people go, I know it, I know it. Actually don't. No matter how much you say you know it, you do not.
And that reminds me, the marathon is next weekend. It's on our YouTube channel. So go if you're in YouTube, you just go to Keith and the Girl. You'll find us and you could listen and watch through there.
Subscribe. Like things.
Yes. Yeah. Make the numbers
leave
go
leave a comment.
Yes. And Chris Turner did a great job on the raps. Mm-hmm. Like that
he always does.
That
such
was
a pro.
Very enjoyable. And it was just fun going back through the categories, and y'all been doing this for a very, very
I had no idea he was sick the whole time. Like
me either. Yeah,
sounded fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a pro. He's a pro and a half. He was just super proing the whole time. Just reliable, reliable, reliable. Very cool.
Yeah, and then like it had to throw him off too because the phone calls are happening and all that stuff. I like when you came back one time. He's like, "So I do a rap now, mm-hmm. even though you didn't give out the award." Or Keith's like, "Nah, let's see what happens. Maybe they'll call back.
Let's wait and see." And he also won an award that he didn't realize that he had won live on the air. He's like, "Oh, I won too." That was hilarious.
That was very sweet.
That was really, really sweet. You want to add anything, Rod?
AI fooling people is scary as hell.
Yes, it is.
Keith said he saw Biden wants to go to war with Texas video or something. I haven't seen that.
Mm-mm.
But man, what is going on over there on white Twitter, man? Y'all, the AI is it's different over there.
Apparently it is.
What if I could start in the third world war shit? Damn. And the last rap was a cappella because I couldn't hear the beat. Could y'all hear the beat in real time or could y'all not hear it?
We heard the beat in real time. If you go back now, it was fixed. So I heard it and then I'm like, I'm going to leave this up a little bit. And then I didn't know if people would like it. It was an accident. I didn't know if people would like it. And then I recently changed it.
It still flowed without the, I could hear the beat without the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he was on rhythm enough for me to know, but I'll go back and check out with the beat added to it.
Yeah.
And y'all only had 3 episodes this week. You want to explain to the people, Keith, or do I need to go on Reddit
and
say I gave $3 to the Kickstarter and this
and
is what
how
the fuck
dare y'all
did.
Take a vacation?
Yeah. I think subconsciously I want Saudia's 5th fake account's attention. Well, was the sickness real? Yes. Did I put it on myself deliberately? Probably.
Oh, that's it for me.
What did you have a poll? I'm gonna say, was there a poll?
There was. Have you made a regular old school phone call in the last 30 days?
Yes,
I thought that was a pretty interesting poll to get the results of. Yes. I did, but it's only because when you do some adulting, they make you use your phone.
Sure. Yes,
yeah, sure. And I also have a steady call with my brothers every week. Which is nice. So that
I wonder how much millennials and Gen Z people are giving up money and stuff because they won't make a phone call.
Yeah.
Because like I had a doctor's bill that they hadn't run my insurance on and they won't let you email them or any, like you can only call them. And so of course I called them because I'm not paying that shit. And they were like, oh, yeah, we didn't run the insurance. That's why it's so high. I was like, yeah, could you do that? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah. Is it? And then these motherfuckers, they were like, is the insurance still Cigna? I was like, yes. Is it this number? Y'all had it?
Oh my God.
What was this? What was this that you tried to do to me? What kind of Taco Bell bullshit did y'all try to pull on me? I would have paid all that money. Oh my God, you guys.
Ugh, that reminds me. I have to call my dentist. They decided to charge me $100 for a no-show. And I'm like, I called. And right. I was sick. And I don't want to make you guys sick. And they were like, oh, can you show us? They asked me for fucking proof. And I said, here's a goddamn screenshot, assholes. It is hard enough to make a phone call at your stupid dentist office. You have a bunch of children working there and right. a terrible system. You think I want to cancel and then get charged on it? No, you can't charge me $100. You already charged me that for getting gas. Just right. pay me the bill. Put it into the gas. Flow it in.
Yeah.
Roger.
They better stop fucking around because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just passed something where medical debt won't count on your credit report.
Good.
So y'all better stop fucking around with people. You can't fuck up nobody's credit no more. It's gonna get ugly out here.
Yeah, because people be like, fuck that and fuck you. I'm not paying.
You pay for the kid.
Dentists? Excuse me. Yeah.
And because they were saying that's the number one reason people go into debt. And yeah. so they're trying to take that off. But what they're adding shit like rent. They're adding shit like paying phone bills on time. Shit that people consistently do.
That counts positive towards your credit report.
Right.
That wasn't before.
It wasn't counting at all.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Okay. Sorry, no. Political moment. Please. Newsy, go ahead. Hit play again.
The poll was, have you made a call in the last 30 days? 25% have not. Use a regular phone. Somebody said, what do you mean? Like a landline? I mean, Alexander Graham Bell, are you doing science in the next fucking room for the state of what the fuck? Yeah, I meant, are you, do you have to hold some? Do you have to call the operator first? I meant. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey, TT, how can I direct this call? I have, and I wonder, I would like to get the age demographic, like, because, you know, because it seems like people that are older have a tendency to talk on the phone, because like I said, I don't talk on the phone as much as I used to, but I have certain people when I talk, I can talk to for hours and just enjoy their conversation and then not talk on the phone for another 3 months, you know, type of thing.
I got a couple people that just call me every once in a while.
I do, too.
But, you know, I'm not averse to calling somebody every once in a while to cross my mind. You know, it's good practice too.
Yeah, it's like, to people. Oh, let's get ready for people to call us about somebody's dead. That's all I think. Somebody calls me. If my parents call me right now, if one of them calls me, I remember one of them called me a couple. I don't remember when, but a few years ago, and I was like, oh fuck, we're not talking, and one of them is calling. And then it was my father, and I'm like, no, it's my mom. No. I thought this would go different, to be honest.
That's so real, but that's so fucked up.
Statistics say that you should go first, sir.
Oh, no, not this asshole. Oh. Let me guess, you're still alive?
Oh, shit. That's so rude, but
it's true, though.
And then, when I hit people up sometimes I'll be like, I don't want nothing, and I was like, I'm letting you
know. Oh my God.
Nobody died, nothing happened, I don't want anything. How are you?
That's definitely some type of anxiety, because I do that too.
I do that on purpose.
Absolutely. I'll text somebody sometimes and be like, hey, I don't want anything, just to check on you and see how you're doing. Nothing, no one's hurt, everyone's fine.
Because I don't want people to go into panic mode.
Well, you know, in anonymous meetings, in one of my meetings, I take care of the phone list, and basically, like, you just add your name, your phone number, and then you could write a comment. And most of the comments that I have to fill in are people going like, text first. And it's like, well, it's funny because people call you sometimes, and I pick up and they go, is this a good time to call? And I'm like, well, I'm picking up.
Right.
Like, I won't pick up if it's not a good time.
Yeah. Send this shit to voicemail.
Yeah.
Yes. I've gazed at a phone on many days and be like, nope, not today. And go on about my business. And be like, oops, missed your call. I did. I didn't say it was on purpose or not, but I did miss it.
I miss calls all the time. My phone is not on me like I've been living with it since I was born. Like, it, you know, it is in the other room sometimes.
That's an old thing. because
yeah, I know how old I am by what my statement is.
I mean, I didn't mean it as an insult, but
you
I mean,
should
because I do that too. Like I have an Apple Watch. Do you know what? 3/4 of the time is me going, oh, that's my phone. Me go do something else. Like it's getting this money's worth for me just pinging it because I go do something else and forget where I put it. Versus a younger generation, their phone is like glued to their hearts almost, you know. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, I'm okay. I don't need to know where it is all of the time.
I see.
Well, it's on your wrist, so it's there.
Yeah. This, but like the physical phone itself, I use this to ping the phone because that time I don't know what a phone is.
I see.
So that's why I said the watch is worth it to for me to remember where my phone is. So all Roger Keyes, ding, ding.
He was dinging all the time.
Like, God damn it, Karen. That's what he has to live with. Q&A, episode 142, double tap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, God. His double tap. Holy shit.
He lets you know he's done with sex. He's like, okay, you're not doing that right.
I've had enough. Let me double tap you and let you know what's happening here. Oh, y'all did this episode on the 2-year anniversary of the insurrection. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say it's our anniversary first because that's the day that me and Roger started our podcast 14 years ago on that same day. And so I'm like, y'all would not ruin this day with y'all foolishness.
Congratulations also. That's huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, these little 2 years, y'all not gonna outlast us. So we made sure that we say we were the first. Y'all are not stealing this day with y'all mess.
Hey, you guys have to listen to the Black Guy Who Tips. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. No, I said come on. To.
Yeah. Come on. Newsy, I agree. Resumes are dumb. I fucking hate resumes. Do I put a cover letter on it? Do I not put a cover letter on it? How long should my paragraph be? Should it be 1 pages? Should it be 3 pages? Should it be double spaced? How that it should be? Do I have to have one resume for this job, another resume for another job? What kind of language should I use? You know, and now the AI runs against it. So now I got to go out and Google and look keywords up and basically post all those keywords in my resume to be sure when they run it against the algorithm, because they don't look at shit, that it will actually chime and ching and go up on the algorithm. Resumes are stupid. Sorry.
Listen, if you're listening, let me help you get some advice with this resume thing. It's real easy. Just put I'm white on it in a couple key places. Don't worry about fill in the rest with whatever you feel like putting down there.
Never change your name from Jerome to Jerry.
Yeah. That's leave it
just
blank.
Yeah.
Just change the name. Karen, you should be fine.
You know, I am fine.
And just put Karen on there. I'm white under some, you know, prior experience. And you got the job.
And you know what? Sometimes I go on interviews and I could tell they thought I was white because everybody looked shocked and surprised that I walked through the room. I was like, oh, you thought I was a white woman. Sorry.
And a white woman with a bad attitude that reports people to a manager.
Right.
Particularly now, yes.
Oh, for my Q&A, can I just say, I love a trip down memory lane with the interns. I love it.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that y'all still managed to give them props, even the ones that hate you. You're like, but that show was great. You're like,
yeah.
Because I was thinking that at the time. I was like, man, like, what's the show with Danny? That's my motherfucking jam. Mm-hmm. And just because y'all, you know, it's not cool anymore. It's not like you didn't turn around and go, let me gaslight everybody. This fucking show sucked. He sucked. It's like, right. Nah, we had a time. Those motherfucking shows are the shit.
Danny is so funny. Yeah, that's a fact. And you, like, he does have a very specific sense of humor. So maybe, like, not everyone's into it. Not everyone's into our humor, your whatever. But he has got one. That's yeah.
It's just a shame his brain broke. But yeah, good writer too.
Oh, one more thing. Newsy wants to tell us less about his sexapades. I don't believe you, Newsy. No matter
how you
because immediately you broke your own rule. You immediately was like, I'm not going to be as detailed. But anyway, this lawyer CEO slash dude that wears a suit, brown shoes, you know, duckhead pants, just giving all these descriptions.
I gave him a nickname. Sir. I gave him a nickname. 6'2 redhead in the tight jacket gets to work around 8:15, 8:30.
That lives on Main Street and Burroughs.
Kill this guy 2030 Main Street. Just to remember where he's at. I call him a wife that he's working to fix the relationship and two kids. And that reminds me.
Oh, yeah. I think it's safe to say they don't listen to the show, Newsy, because you'd know.
But right. His defense could be like, you told me not to say divorcee. I'm like, this cannot be the alternative.
Oh, man.
Yes, we love Newsy and love the
just
show.
Just glad having a good Destroy Dick January, you know?
We back on these streets. Let's go. Last week was great. No notes.
You guys were great.
Thank you.
Studio audience.
And I'm going to try those laundry sheets.
Let me tell you something about these. Let me tell you something about these fucking laundry sheets.
What happened?
Shubuti was being sweet and sent me a link to these laundry sheets that I guess a little less messy than even Tide Pods.
Right.
Okay. These motherfuckers will not leave me alone.
Keith.
Not only do I have 62 emails from these motherfuckers.
Bam.
They make it so it looks like it comes from her email.
Oh my God.
How are they not destroying the earth by sending all these fucking emails?
Right. It's got to go somewhere. Energy goes somewhere. It's not paper, but it's something, and it's going somewhere, and I don't like it. It's affecting the ozone. It's in the clouds. Right. Yeah.
You took back everything that you were I was trying to save the earth with your fucking product, and now 37 emails later, I fuck the earth. I'm going back to Tide Pods. Yeah.
I'm like, well, geez, Shubuti, you're being fucking aggressive. Then I'm like, oh, it's them tricking me, putting your name in the
They haven't even gotten here yet. Yeah. I ordered some. They haven't gotten here yet. I've gotten 70 emails. I don't have a chance to even have an opinion on what the fuck has happened so far.
Right.
Oh. That's how they get you, just email on that person's behalf. You'd be like, why the fuck do you keep emailing me? Oh, that's not you.
Yeah. It's like the first one was like, I think the first one was from her because it was like a little message.
Okay.
Like, hey, y'all know I talked about this on the podcast or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. Right. The next 75 was just fucking, hey, you really want to save the earth? You need to make sure you did it. Hey, you know, you saved 73 cups with it. Like, what are you doing? Stop. What about my time? Save my time.
Right. Now I got to sort through these emails. That's hilarious.
Yeah, earth breeze. They don't let you go.
Mm-mm. It's not a breeze over there.
Right.
You have anything else, baby?
Nope, that's it. We did great on last week. I have nothing to add.
Mm-hmm. All right, since Roger doesn't have any notes, it was perfect. Studio audience did great. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. Keith and Hemda, thank you very much. This has been a great week. Woohoo! You'll be back next week until Hemda's contract is up. It'll be a duo, so we'll be back until her contract is up. KeithandTheGirl.com.